Welcome to SketchingAStory.com. I'm Sarah Felsenstein. Today I have with me Betsy Cornwell, a master's student in Notre Dame's creative writing program and soon-to-be published author. Betsy found out in October that her first novel, Tides, will be published from Clarion in the spring of 2013. Her second novel, Mechanica, a steampunk Cinderella, also from Clarion, will be released in the spring of 2014. Both Tides and Mechanica are written for a young adult audience and combine the science fiction and fantasy genres while adding a more literary twist. Thanks for being here today, Betsy.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about Tides. This novel actually began as a National Novel Writing Month project your junior year in college. And when you were writing this, did you ever expect that this would turn out to be your first published novel?
Right. Not really at first. I think I pretty much always wanted to be a writer, but I had never written a novel. And so it got to the point where I felt like if I was going to try to be a writer, I needed to write a book at some point. So I had heard about National Novel Writing Month and I thought it was a really neat opportunity. And because I was working for a magazine at the time, instead of taking classes, I had a little more extra time. So I just wanted to see if writing a book was something I could do. But by the time I got to the end of it, I had put so much work into writing it that I couldn't not try to get it published. So yeah, that I definitely was just wanted to see if I could finish a book, and then the publishing thing was something I thought about afterward.
Can you explain, just give me a brief summary of what Tides is about?
Yeah, totally. So the main character is this kid named Noah who just graduated from high school, and he moves to the Isles of Shoals for the summer. He wants to be a marine biologist, so he has this like internship that he's doing there, and he lives with his grandmother. But while he's there, he finds out that his grandmother has this like long, dramatic, romantic history with this woman who turns out to be a Selkie, and Noah falls in love with the Selkie's daughter, whose name is Mara, and then they both find out that Noah's mentor at the aquarium where he's working has been like kidnapping Selkies and doing evil things to them.
So that sounds like an awesome premise for a story. I love it. And where'd you get the idea to write Tides?
A couple different things, I guess. The summer before I started working on it, I had a summer job on a steamship that would I grew up in New Hampshire, so we'd go out from Portsmouth Harbor in New Hampshire to the Isles of Shoals, which are these little islands where the book is set, and I really liked that, and I liked the ocean a lot, the other part of that is that I always loved mermaids when I was growing up, so the first draft was actually about mermaids, and then there's this fairy tale that I really liked when I was a kid called The Selkie Bride, which is an Irish story about Selkies, which are like seals that can shed their sealskins and look like people, which is what Tides ends up being about. So it was like sort of that story and the experience I had working at the Isles of Shoals.
How did you feel when you found out that it was actually going to happen?
Yeah. Well, like, I guess there were a couple different things that happened, so, which is probably good because I really wouldn't have been able to process it if it happened all at once. So I remember like when I got the offer from my agent, I like felt kind of sick and I had to like sit down and like take deep breaths and be like, oh my gosh, because she was a really good agent, and like I sort of knew that was a big step. And then she submitted the book to a bunch of houses, and then I got an email from her saying, okay, this one editor really likes the book, it's going into the sales meeting, which means if she can convince the sales team, then they'll make an offer on it. Wow. She was like, that's a good sign, but, you know, it's not definitive. So okay. I was like, so then I was under, like, I knew when the sales meeting was happening, so I was just tormented.
Gosh,
it was
so
just like, I know this is happening, and like, I don't know what's going on. And then I went to Madison, Wisconsin for a Writing Center conference. Mm-hmm. And I thought I wouldn't hear from Sarah for a couple days, but she sent me an email. And so I was checking my email before I went to bed in my hotel room with two other Writing Center tutors. And she said that it went through. I was like, we all jumped around and it was the coolest thing ever.
I can imagine that feeling.
So, but it still feels like kind of pretty surreal, like, you know. So then I got the contracts in the mail a few months later, and like, right, these things all sort of happen
pretty
far apart. Exactly. So I signed the contract, and that was really weird, and you know, I think it still doesn't quite, like, I still don't really feel like it's gonna happen. Like, actually, just 2 days ago I got an email from my editor asking how I want my name to appear on the book, which was really cool, but I was like, I still don't really believe it. I'm like,
what are you going to do, Betsy?
I'm going to do Betsy, yeah, because I think, you know, I was thinking about it, and, my my full name is Catherine Elizabeth Cornwell, but I think if I saw that name, I don't really associate it with myself, no. right? So if I see them, I mean, you know, if I see Betsy, I'm like, oh, that's me. So maybe no. that'll be helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little more unique too.
Right. Exactly. So. That's what my agent said. She was like, it's more different from Patricia Cornwell.
Right. So, so where are you now with your second novel, Mechanica?
Yeah. I'm still writing it. Yeah. I wrote like a sort of 90-page novella length version. Okay. But that's pretty unpublishable unless you're like famous already because yeah. It's like not just long not enough right. to be a standard book. Right.
What is the length for a standard book?
For adult fiction, it tends to be 80 or 90,000 words. Okay. For young adult, I guess it's more like 60 to 80. And when I signed with Tides, it was 71. And now, like, in edits and stuff, it's gone down to about 68. But, so it's, like, about middle of the road, I think. So I think, I'm working on the ending of Mechanica right now. Okay. And that's sort of this, like, revised version, similarly to what I did with Tides, that, like, has taken me a little bit. But my definite plan is to get there sometime this summer, because it's under contract already, so I need to. Yeah.
Was that a surprise to you in dealing with publishing houses that they would be taking on your second book that wasn't
a little bit like for sure I didn't really think such a thing was possible, and it's totally like due to my agent who's really awesome because mm-hmm. You know, she asked me what else I was working on after she signed me based on Tides, and so I sent her that novella version of Mechanica, and she said she really liked it a lot, but it would be hard to sell. But then, so when there were these two publishing houses that were both making offers on Tides, and so one of the things she did that made her such a fantastic agent was, you know, she would just say, okay, well, talk to one of them and say, okay, can you maybe make it come out sooner? Like, you know, can you do a better royalty rate or something like that? And so she sent them both the first chapter of Mechanica and said, you know, like, we'd be more likely to sign with you if you'd also take on this one, which is true.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, and they both ended up offering on Mechanica too, which is really, really cool.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. No, it's really awesome. Yeah. I feel like it had nothing to do with me. It was totally like my agent, you know, so
perfect,
but it was really
though.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to transition a little bit just to you as a writer.
Yeah.
Actually, and your life here at Notre Dame. I'm just really curious how you manage teaching creative writing in film classes, tutoring at the Writing Center, completing your MFA degree, publishing a novel, and writing your second novel. Like, how do you have any time for anything?
I mean, I definitely don't have a lot of time.
Right.
And I think, you know, I haven't been able to write a lot this semester, mm-hmm. which is too bad, I think. I actually was talking with Matthew Capdeville, the Writing Center director, when I was trying to, I was teaching fiction writing last semester, and then I got offered this TA position in film and TV, which is like sort of just an interest that I have, and I thought it would be a really neat opportunity, but I knew that I wouldn't have as much writing time if I took on another class. And I was talking with Matthew about it, and I sort of decided that, you know, based on his guidance, which is always excellent, it would be harder for me to get different kinds of teaching experience after I left here, whereas I would always, you know, I can always wake up early in the mornings and write, you know? And it was kind of a weird, unique opportunity for me as someone who isn't a film student to get to teach a film class. So I just sort of basically, like, triaged teaching experience over writing time for this semester. I still get to write a little bit. I think I would go a little crazy if I didn't, but, I sort of decided that I was going to be a teacher this semester.
Yeah. Okay, great. And then I just have one last question for you. You know, besides continuing your work publishing these two novels, what are your other plans for the future?
Right. Well, I really like teaching, which is one of the reasons I decided to do so much of it this semester. I'm going to be teaching a writing course at the Johns Hopkins Center for Talented Youth this summer, which is a camp that I used to go to.
Have a great writing program there.
They do, and that was actually a big, big thing for me. I went there for the first time when I was 13, and it was one of the things that like was really like made me sure that I wanted to be a writer, and I had really great teachers there and everything. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm actually going to go to Ireland for a month or two to do research on the sequel to Tides, which will be fun.
That's where in Ireland are you?
I think we can go to Galway.
Favorite place.
This is what I hear. I hear Galway's the place to go. So, and then I think, you know, I did an internship in New York City this past summer working in publishing, and I really liked it there. So I think I'm just going to move back to New York and, you know, adjunct teach or teach part-time or something and just try to be a starving artist,
That sounds great.
I'm excited about it, yeah.
Well, thanks again so much, Betsy, for joining us, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
And best of luck to you.
No, this is really cool. Thanks.
Thank you.